Do you find that sometimes, you are talking but, some of your customers don't seem to be listening? No matter how much you dance in front of them with tempting offers, they just don't respond? Well, it could be that they are one of the nearly 2 million sight-impaired or severely sight-impaired people living in the UK. Blah, 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 Braille can help. With a range of solutions that give you a different kind of voice. Talk to us today for your free, no obligation quotation. Blah, 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 Braille. Everyone is dotty about us.
Okay, so he's VI Podcasting here, a little bit tongue-in-cheek there with a kind of pseudo-advert, and it really was a pseudo-advert. There is no such thing as blah, 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 Braille, as far as I know. But yeah, where's this all going, you know, with the advertising and stuff? I have to say, advertising on audiobook, I have to say I don't really know lots and lots about how this would work, really. To my mind... monetizing podcasts never really worked. I know that back in sort of 2004 2005, as far back as that, people like Adam Curry, who was widely regarded, and I don't know if it was self-promotion or otherwise, but was widely regarded as being the pod father. But I think a lot of these people, a lot of the people that are advertising or would see advertising as a benefit, are those that are already doing saturation marketing anyway. So Audio Boo would just be an add-on to that, I would have thought. So there's the Breakfast Show, isn't there, the Kid Nation thing. That already has, he already has lots and lots and lots and lots of followers, you know, and people that subscribe to his brand, and then the advertising just comes off at the back of that scene. In one sense, it's almost like the advertisers want to be with him, hence the sort of sponsored thing, for example. Now, I'm not saying that's the case with him, but I'm saying that's how sponsorship works generally. It's as much, I think, that the companies want to be with that brand that has that following, and then so it goes. Again, it's about saturation, and they would do that over and over again with various other types of brands that have popularity in and of themselves, which is kind of the way I think that sort of advertising would work, really. In terms of advertising on the end of booze, I think it's as Claire and others have said that that would be probably unlikely, because you don't have the following, or I don't certainly have the following, and then it would be me negotiating anyway. If I did, I would have thought, you know, because then you could decide, well, I'll take my following elsewhere, so then they lose that avenue for revenue anyway, via advertising on your particular show. So yeah, it's a very interesting one, and I think it's very much a question of watch this space. I think it's the usual thing where Audio Boo won't really say anything, and it won't be because they haven't got anything to say, because clearly they have. I think it'll be more the fact that they just won't, because they're not that type of organisation. It used to be that they would communicate in all sorts of ways, and you know, they wanted to be part of the community. So now the community's asking questions and they're being quiet. Well, that's just par for the Audio Boo cause, I think. But I think you can't really say... it's going to be a very hard thing to turn away, I think, from, as is proving to be the case, to turn away from the community that you that you dallied with in the first place, and just sort of say, well, I'm sorry now, we don't feel the need to speak to you anymore. The changing nature of Audio Boo in that sense is what people are getting in a bit of a state about, I think, because and rightly so, I think, in my opinion. You know, they start with the community, and it's all about the community, and then this change is being made, and they think that silence is the best policy, really, and yet the change is going on in the background and in the foreground, it seems. But yeah, it'd be interesting, and to be honest, I'm actually getting to the point now where I'm just quite enjoying sort of seeing where it will go. It won't overly affect me, I won't live or die by it, so it doesn't really matter that much, and there are other options if one so chooses. But I think it's an interesting sort of ground when you lay in a community sense and then completely change it. And you know, other models haven't sought to do that. You never could phone up Facebook direct and just have a chat with them. You never could phone YouTube and just have a little chat with them and say, oh, how you doing, so-and-so, you're all right, and then, you know, get something done. Audioboom prided themselves on that sort of thing, really, that approach. So that's why the questions are being asked. Anyway, just some thoughts, and I will speak to you soon because work is to be done. And, blah, blah, Braille is waiting, I'm sure. Right, I'll speak to you all soon. Bye.